So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, I got a random question. Well, you're Seattle, so SeaTac has their own department. So, like, those SeaTac cops, if somebody thinks a pilot is drunk, like, does somebody like you from their department go in and test them?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah,
I sure do, too.
I didn't know if there was, like, FAA cops.
They don't have a DRE currently, I don't think.
Ooh.
I'm trying to think. They might have a DRE on their staff. I'm trying to think. I'm not ringing a bell right now.
There's a post-retirement job for you, John.
Yeah, there I go.
If there's anybody out there listening, I can swing it. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm looking.
Different tells on different drugs. So if I smoked meth, I mean, could you, and I don't know.
You'd have ripped your sleeves off.
I've never smoked meth, so I don't know what the
Do they chew the most imaginary sandwiches? I believe this. People on meth, like their mouth is working and there's nothing there. They're just constantly chewing.
That is true. Yeah, a lot of the bruxism, the grinding of the teeth, you know, stealing a copper wire.
I was just want to stick food in there.
There's several indicators of meth impairment, but yeah, we actually do. And I actually have a chart right here. This is what we use on our DRE evaluation. I'll pass it over to you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's our major indicators for seven different drug categories, being CNS depressants, stimulants, which would be meth. You can see when we do our DRE evaluation, we're taking pulse rates, we're checking blood pressure, body temperature. Somebody on meth is going to have like a really elevated body temperature, really elevated blood pressure, really elevated pulse.
They're like a squirrel with a fever.
Well,
yeah.
Yes. Well, okay. Yes. When OxyContin was more prevalent, before they kind of cut that crap out, is there another prescription drug, you know, that you would encourage people not to drive on?
Xanax is probably the big one right now that we see the most.
Yeah,
of.
That's fair.
I just need it for the flight.
Now, what is it? Xanax knocks you out or takes you up?
So Xanax is a CNS depressant. So it's similar to alcohol. If you take like a Xanibar and something, that's what the kids call it, Xanibar.
Let's say nice touch, though. That is
Xanibar. Yeah, let's touch on this.
Talking to you kids.
Has a cartoon mascot.
Yeah. And then drink a little bit of alcohol. This person's going to look like they're falling over drunk. And I've had it in my life. That's why I got involved in the DRE program, because I pulled over a kid, 16, had a bunch of horizontal gaze nystagmus, which is typically we associate with alcohol. He looked like he was just plastered, absolutely drunk. I get him on the breath machine and he blows all zeros. And I'm like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
So I call a DRE out at the time, another officer, John Chin. He comes out, he does an evaluation on him. This kid, we get his blood back later and he has, alprazolam is the name for Xanax in his system. He was extremely impaired on that.
Okay.
I mean, that's what we see with some of the more famous people that have gotten arrested and stuff. Like, I don't think Tiger Woods ever blew alcohol while
right.
But he always had trouble with prescription drugs. It's like, well, he's impaired either way.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you guys are trying to identify how you can figure out we were high. All right. So I feel good at figuring out your tell that you're a cop. All right. We're sitting at the bar and I hear you say, what did you say? Alprazolam?
Alprazolam.
Right. Nobody says that.
Yeah.
And I would immediately think, look, nice guy. He was a cop because nobody says Alprazolam. Right.
Back to being in your daily life. Do you have people that you know that obviously know your officers, but they're probably up to no good a little bit some of the time. as far as those friends, family members, acquaintances, you know, do they think they're pulling one over on you guys, or do they, you know what I'm saying, as far as like, oh, they'll never know I messed up.
Yeah, cannabis has that effect. cannabis,
like right now, actually, with me.
Yeah, you know you're high, and you're trying your darndest to not show me that you're high. Now, somebody who...
I'm not even thinking about it, man. Honestly, I'm just like, hey, I'm high, and it's understood.
Somebody on a stimulant, your cocaine, your meth, they know they're high, but they're trying... They think you can tell, so they're doing their best not to do
right.
this. You know, do a, right. you know, the twitchy fingers, the scratching of the arms, the grinding of the teeth. They have these incredible jaw muscles.
Right.
The definition yeah. in the jaw muscles are incredible. So...
Sometimes, I mean, I hate to say this. Like, sometimes I feel like you can just look at people.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, that guy looks like he's on meth.
Certainly. Yes, yes.
Mine is either acid or mushrooms. The times that I've done that in my life, I feel like I got to call my mom. She's
really?
Gonna know, like, oh. No, seriously. I tell everybody. because I have this expectation that everyone knows that I'm tripping.
So why would you call your mother then if
because
she's the only one who doesn't
know? Because I want to tell her I love her.
Like, sorry, Bob.
You never want to call your mom voluntarily. When they call you, you go, oh, man, what does she want?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You
I get scared when my cousin
exactly. Like, what the hell's going on?
If my mom's listening, I do want to call her voluntarily. I'm not
yes. Exactly.
I'm still just looking at this drug chart.
Like, I know,
no
it's unbelievable.
Kidding, huh?
Yeah. All right, these are things to look out yeah. for.
Well, I mean, you know about pupils and everything, sure. but it is funny. Like, obviously, I go to festivals. You can tell when somebody's got saucers. Like, sure. all right, they're on something.
But just, muscle tone, all of it, man.
Yeah,
just
the
reading
way it affects
through that.
Other
like,
stuff.
The MDMA, your right, yeah. ecstasy, big pupils. Mushrooms, big pupils.
Ironically enough, we have the shot of the day coming up. But I would like to take at least one or two of these tests right now, if we could. Just yeah. to see. I'm there.
I thought you're not fooling anyone.
I know.
We can tell, Mom.
I want to try the physical ones.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He looks okay. nervous to me. I'm not even a cop.
He does. Yeah. Miles is twitching. Like, just test me. Yeah, I got this.
All right, what's first? All right, first one, we'll have you stand just with your feet together.
Okay. Standing okay. with his
heels
feet together.
Heels and toes touch and hands flat at your side.
Flat at
okay,
your side.
Stay like this until I tell you to begin. Now, before I tell you begin, I'm going to have you tilt your head back like this. Not yet. And I'm going to tell you to close your eyes. I'm going to give you the command of begin. After I say the word begin, once you believe 30 seconds has passed, I want you to open up your eyes, tilt your head forward, and say stop.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yep.
All right, go ahead, tilt your head back.
Like you did with your uncle.
Close your eyes.
I have to begin. I have to make some sort of a noise just because after a certain amount of time goes by, an alarm goes off and somebody's going to get mad and they're going to give me a phone call saying, hey, why do we have dead air over the deal? Miles just got a little bit dizzy over there, so he's got to keep it together. Is that as far back as your head goes, Miles?
Scoliosis.
Oh, yeah, true enough. My bad.
Call the man out, man.
Okay, I think that's it.
Okay. How long was that?
I think 28 seconds.
How long did I ask you to estimate?
30.
So why'd you say stop at 20? Well, this is a common question we get.
You stopped when I went like
this. Okay. No, I did. I kept it going. Okay. All right. So that was actually 23 seconds.
Damn it.
So what we do when we're out there, our metric is plus or minus 5 seconds.
All right.
Somebody who is 24 seconds or faster, or
36 seconds and or slower, we're really looking at as this person has an impaired ability to judge time. Also, as I'm looking at him, I can see eyelid tremors, kind of body tremors as well. If you saw that sway and he almost kind of fell over.
Because when I close my eyes, I get dizzy.
Because you're high.
Yeah. And so that's the reason why we put you in that position.
It's like they designed it this way, Miles.
Okay. So my thing is, when the first question you asked Miles was, how long do you think that was? And all of them just say 30. I don't care if you thought it was four days. Bro, say 30 because literally, I have interacted with the police before. just say 30.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's what he asked you.
I had this literally just last week. I was like, I said, how long was that? And the lady, she was extremely impaired on a CNS depressant. She was like, 35 years. Or 35 minutes. And I'm like,
7 seconds.
I'm like, how long? She's 35 seconds. I'm like, okay, how long did I ask you to ask me? She's like, 30. So why'd you do 35? I don't know. I just did.
Because you're high.
Yeah. Because she wasn't even close either. So it was like,
I'm trying to gauge it.
You want to do the next, the finger to nose? Okay. So, all right. For this one, go ahead and stand with your feet, heels and toes touching. Again, I want you to make a fist and point your index finger out like this. And then hands down by your side. With your fingers still pointed out. Yeah. So just like this. Look at me right here.
Get
just
in the car,
like
Miles.
Yeah. All right, so stay like this till I tell you to begin. I'm going to get you in that same position as before, head tilted back, eyes closed. Not yet. And then I'm going to give you a command of either left or right. If I say left, you're going to bring your left hand up in front of your face, touch the tip of your finger to the tip of your nose, and then bring that hand back down.
You got a big nose. Command of right.
Tip right here of your fingers. This is your tip. That's your pad. Tip of your finger to tip of your nose. So tilt your head back, close your eyes. Left.
Smashed it.
Right.
I have a huge nose.
Smashed.
Left.
No, I still can't hear
you. Right.
Feel the body tremors.
Right.
And that's called out the body tremors.
Left.
Well, I can see his eyes tremoring, too.
Okay, go ahead and relax.
I can see it. Like, he's like blinking.
Well, of course I got a big nose. It's still hard to lean back there.
But I see what they're talking about. Like, you're blinking with your eyes closed.
Yes. Yeah. Those are those eyelid tremors.
That's the tremors, yeah.
So that's exactly that. So as you can see during that one, first one, just kind of jammed and missed his nose. Again, like we're asking them the tip of the finger to the tip of the nose. And then on the fifth command, which is right after a right command, his left hand went like this before his right hand came back up. So again, it's just judging all that, keeping it kind of slow and simple. Again, difficult to do.
All right. Okay. That makes sense. You did great, Miles.
Thanks, man. All right. John, Jake,
difficult to do
it.
Impaired.
That's right. The green DUI patrols start tomorrow all the way through the new year.
Correct.
Somebody just said he's already not listening. They're commenting on
exactly.
The whole point of this is don't drive impaired.
Correct.
Exactly.
I just want to get that out there one more time.
Don't try to beat the
test. Right, don't
make
risk it.
Make a plan.
Yeah, we appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Yep.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.